What perspectives do you see for Scotland after Brexit? Will a second referendum take place, and has Brexit changed the approach of the Scottish people?
It has certainly changed the dynamic, and lots of people within Scotland who voted to remain with the UK recently as 2014 did so on the basis of a European promise that has now been betrayed. We were told if we wanted to remain within the UK, remain within the EU, we need to stay with the UK. A lot of people voted to remain with the UK on that basis, and they are now thinking very hard about where their best future lies. Obviously, things are very much fluid, so we are keeping all options under consideration. But yes, there is a very clear new dynamic within Scotland.
So you consider that a second independence referendum can take place?
Of course it can. And we reserve a right to bring forward a referendum whenever is necessary. But we have put forward serious options to the UK in order to find solutions. So we will expect those to be taken seriously by the UK government, and we will engage in good faith with the UK government to find solutions.
And what privileges should Scotland receive to remain in the UK?
Well, we celebrate freedom of movement. We value the contribution of Scots in our society, in our economy. We also greatly value the rights to live, study, travel, retire, trade across the whole of a continent of 500 million people, and through the EU agreed schemes with other countries like your own, all of these rights are now under question.
I understand. And how do you see further relations between Scotland and the EU after Brexit?
That's almost impossible to answer. It depends upon what sort of negotiated settlement is reached, if a negotiated settlement is reached at all. It is quite clear that the 27 member states will look after the interests of the 27 member states. We are in Scotland not going to be silent within that process, but we also have a dialogue with London, which we need to continue. We need to find solutions to this, so we must be very careful about the language we use and the way that we take this forward.
So you talked about the fact that currently Scotland is on negotiations, and as far as I know, Scotland is not satisfied with the level of its engagement in the process of Brexit. And what are the main reasons? So why is it the case, and what Scotland wants to have its place in these negotiations?
Well, this again is the context from where we're coming from. In 2014, the people of Scotland had an option to become an independent state, and 45% want to become an independent state, which is not a majority. 55% did want to remain with the UK, but did so on the basis of a series of promises that we would remain within the EU, that we would remain with a strong currency, that we would remain economically prosperous, also that the UK is a partnership of equals. And I quote that, I quote partnership of equals. We are not some region. We are an ancient historic nation. And we do not view ourselves as England's and the UK's inferior. We view ourselves as an equal partner within the United Kingdom. So for us to not be viewed within the Brexit discussions as an equal partner is clearly unsatisfactory. So we expect better. We were promised better. And we voted for better. We want to see a clear engagement from the UK government, and there has been some, and there is a dialogue underway, but we want to see it made real, and we want to see the UK proposition, if and when it is brought forward, that properly takes due note of Scotland's needs.
I understand. And what influence will the processes taking place in Scotland, I mean the dissatisfaction and also the possibility of second independence referendum, will have on other parts of the UK, particularly on Northern Ireland?
We're obviously working with our friends and colleagues across the UK and across the EU, Ireland, North and South. We have a very close relationship from Scotland. But our politics is our politics, and we reserve our rights to do whatever we need to do to best serve the interests of the people of Scotland. I serve the people of Scotland. Obviously, I want to help the people of Northern Ireland, Ireland, the UK, but my primary loyalty is Scotland, and it's what's best for the people of Scotland, who voted clearly to remain within the EU.
Okay, and my last question, what do you think, do Scottish people identify themselves more with the UK or with the EU?
That depends who you are, who you ask, and often it depends when and how you ask. We are comfortable with various identities, and I'm Glaswegian, I'm Scottish, I'm British, I'm European. All of these are symbiotic, they exist simultaneously. Within Scotland, we have a pragmatic approach to the union with the UK and the union with the rest of the EU. So it is about making a decision about what will work best for our society, for our economy, for our ambitions, for our nation. So it's less about identity. It's much more about a pragmatic assessment of what's in our best interest.